This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, scattered showers fell throughout the state last week, and this week's state crop report says precip averaged just over an inch for the state, and that was 2/10 above normal. Topsoil moisture supply rated 8% very short, 21% short, 67% adequate, and 4% surplus. Subsoil moisture rated 5% very short, 22% short, 69% adequate, and 4% surplus. Corn silking jumped to 93% compared to 94% for the 5-year average. Corn dough was at 36% compared to 35% last year. And corn condition rated 3% very poor, 8% poor, 26% fair, 49% good, and 14% excellent. Looking at soybeans, soybeans blooming reached 88% compared with 84% last year. Soybean setting pods was at 50% complete compared to 48% last year. Soybean condition rated 3% very poor, 9% poor, 22% fair, 52% good, and 14% excellent. Well, last week's showers were a saving grace for fields across the listening area, and the rain may have been too late for some corn fields, but overall it was well received. Today we'll check in with Heath Houck, who farms near Irving and Witt in Montgomery County, to see how the rains helped his acres. The last time I talked with Heath, he was beginning the replant process because of too much rain, and now we'll see how the crops endured the recent dry spell as we talked on our trip home from hauling grain to the Cahokia River Terminal yesterday morning.
Everything's looking a lot better now. Mother Nature gave us a drink, a pretty healthy drink last weekend. Seemed like pretty much across the area everybody got between two to three and a half inches, somewhere in that vicinity. So that really spruced things up. We were really dry. Depending on where you were at, there's some spots that were dry, some spots had decent moisture, but it was getting pretty dry across the area. On our farm, personally, being that we had to replant our corn, we just pretty much finished pollination this last week. It's probably finishing now. We started at the beginning of last week when I checked some fields. And the beans, we finished applying some fungicide on some corn there about 10 days ago. And this past week, I applied some fungicide to some beans. They were at the right stage to do so. Overall right now, the corn, it's hard to tell. We were really dry. I think there's an opportunity out there for some of this corn, especially the replanted corn, being that there was a lot of it in the area. I think it might surprise us a little bit. Not really sure. We're going to have some rain in August, definitely, to finish filling that grain out. So beans, we get some August rain, we could have some really good yields there as well. So I think some of the April corn, from what I've talked to people, since we don't have any on our farm, we're having to replant everything. I've heard, it's going to be maybe a little below average to average. We'll kind of see. It's going to be hard to tell until we get the combines out there rolling, which really isn't going to be all that long from now.
So the rain that you received, that's a plus. I know most of the people in our listening area, that was a pretty widespread rain shower, so that's a good thing. Do you think we were a little late, though? Are we going to lose some yield? I know you said it's hard to tell, but from most of the guys that I talked to, the rain helped. It did some good. But the question is, was it too late? So what are your thoughts?
Talking to some guys, the earlier corn, I think the April corn, it's in grain field now. So some of the damage was definitely done to it. Because it didn't get that rain, and it went through that really hot spell as it was trying to fill the grain. And some of the corn that I've looked at and seen on Twitter and different things, seen some pictures from fields, there's a lot of tip back out there already on that. So there's definitely going to be some yield loss there. And I think there's going to be some good corn, but there's also going to be some that's not going to be that good. The April corn or the May corn on the replant, I think it has the potential to do fairly well. I just don't know how well. I don't know. I feel like we've probably taken the top end off of it as far as yield goes, but I think it can still be a fairly decent harvest. And that rain, yes, was a million-dollar rain that we got last weekend. I mean, that made, we were getting close there to really having yield loss.
Well, it was pretty scary. I know not only farmers are thankful to have that, but I think all of us with grass at home, too, because my yard was looking pretty brown. So good to hear that it is going to do some good, and we'll wait to see. For those listening that think or wondering what this background noise is, we are in a semi. We're on our way back from one of the grain terminals in St. Louis, and this is kind of what you're doing the next couple weeks. You've got fungicide on. You're just kind of, I guess, waiting around. Now you're hauling some grain.
Yeah, I mean, it's that time of year. We're finishing up cleaning bins out here in the month of August. And this year's been kind of it's been a little bit of a challenge with the commodity prices being a little bit lower. You know, guys have held on to grain. There's still quite a bit of grain out there to be moved. Kind of from what I understand from people, and I know talking to the elevator, it seems like there's still a fair amount out there. Had a Farm Bureau meeting last week. M&M gave a report and said they still had a substantial amount of grain to move before harvest. I know talking to a couple other elevators, you know, that there's grain to move out there yet. So I think we're going to be busy moving grain. Not me personally, but we're going to be busy moving grain up to harvest, and it's going to kind of just run right into each other. And some guys are probably going to carry some over because there is a large carry in the market right now from nearby corn to January. There's about 35 to 37 cents in it. So if you can hold on to it, some guys are going to do that.
And are you hauling mostly corn then, and is this last year's crop, or tell us a little bit more about what you're hauling?
Yeah, this is all 16 crops what we're moving, finishing up here. So we hauled a fair amount in January, February, and March, and just like every year, we kind of quit. We don't haul a whole lot during planting season, and then we'll go ahead and finish cleaning things out in the summer months. You know, this year was kind of it was a little bit of a roller coaster ride. We get a rally. Corn couldn't seem to bust through. So there was a lot of unpriced bushels out there. And, you know, some guys, there's still a fair amount of unpriced corn out there. Most of the beans seem to be moved. We had a pretty good rally there, and a lot of those got moved in the last 6 weeks. So
when I talk to farmers, young or old, one of the most difficult parts of their operation, what they tell me, is marketing your grain. So do you have I know every operation is different and everybody handles things a different way, and there's all sorts of sources to get marketing information from. So you personally, or you and your dad and your family that farms, how do you guys manage this? How do you make decisions on when to sell grain? Do you talk to somebody? What do you do for your farm?
Just it's a variety of stuff. My dad, he likes the charts. He watches the charts and things on the computer, and I look at those things and watch the reports, supply and demand, carry out, all those things, kind of take those into consideration. In a lot of cases, there's a big difference between the younger and the older. Just like on our farm, you know, dad being in his 60s now, there's just a difference of where you're at in your life. So, you know, you're able, when you're older, you know, hopefully in some cases you're going to have some of your debt paid off. So you're a little bit more free to hold on to that grain. Whereas, like myself, I'm looking out a little bit farther. I may be pre-selling a little bit more grain than my dad because I'm trying to cover the costs that I have, and trying to, you know, it's all in managing risk is all we're doing. And it's kind of hard to pinpoint, you know, exactly what we do. I watch a lot of things, watch on Twitter, a lot of different things. That's where, honestly, one of the fastest places to get information is on Twitter. Just like with the reports, within 5 seconds, I can have the report. I can be reading it in my hand, and it doesn't take long for the market to respond. So it's just availability of information is basically what we do. And we don't have a marketing firm or anything that takes care of that. I might work through the local elevator to kind of help with some of the marketing and that. And other than that, sometimes it's just a gut feeling of, you know, this is what I feel it's going to do, because you're just taking a gamble. If it, you know, I may sell grain today and tomorrow it goes up 30 cents. So it's just I try to cover my costs, and then from there, I'm just trying to farm for next year, I guess, kind of in a sort of like the Cubs. I'm trying to be ready for next year.
Well, talking about marketing grain and actually our trip down to the terminal, St. Louis, I kind of want to talk to you about that. What's the condition of things right now? Did the rains we received affect anything? Because I know that when the river's up, that sometimes slows things down, but maybe we've been dry enough lately that it didn't rise too high. You tell me, I don't go there every day.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's really well. Earlier this spring, it was kind of a disaster down there, especially down towards Consolidated Grain and Barge down there and Louis Dreyfus down there. The river was up so high. I mean, all of them were closed for a certain amount of time this spring just because the river was so high. Actually, the road washed out down to a couple of them. So, I mean, it slowed things down. The river, and right now everything's good to go. But yeah, when the river does get up, it does make it a challenge. They can't fill the barge. They can't get them under the spouts and things. So that kind of makes it a challenge. But like I say, right now everything's good to go. Everything's running smooth. There's not a lot of trucks down there. But like I say, there is a fair amount of grain that's going to be moving. It's pretty much steady right now is what it seems like. I've been hauling for about pretty steady for a month or so now. And on and off before that all year. And seems like this year just been pretty steady. There's not been any super long lines and things, but just slow and steady wins the race.
How many trips a day do you typically make when you're hauling grain like this?
I typically make about 3 trips a day down there, just depending on what's going on at the farm. If I'm spraying or something, usually you get up early and take two loads a day and then kind of just go from there. So it keeps you busy.
And once again, that report comes to us from Heath Houck of Montgomery County. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.